The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Republican Delegate Bob Marshall of Manassas says sheriffs across Virginia should hold undocumented inmates in jail for 2 extra days if federal immigration officials ask them to.
See, right now it's up to the state to decide whether or not you're going to enforce federal law. And in this case, I say we should do that. And most of my constituents say the same thing.
Some counties in Virginia comply with federal requests and hold inmates who are undocumented until federal officials can show up and deport them. Others, though, don't comply. A group Marshall and others call sanctuary cities. Democratic Delegate Sam Rasul of Roanoke says this bill and President Trump's temporary travel ban share a common theme, a political wedge to divide people.
The federal government needs to enforce their own immigration laws and not have the states or localities have to compensate for it. And this is just a political charade.
Delegate Marshall had a similar bill last year, and it was vetoed by Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe. But Marshall hopes things play out differently this year. That's because President Trump is threatening to withhold federal funding from states and local governments that don't comply with immigration authorities. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.